Welcome to Shomar Shavah, the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Arbi Yagashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara in Mudav discusses what happens if a woman does not want to nurse, and it's his derech and his family, they don't nurse, but she does nurse. Can he force her to do something that for him it's something you cannot force, but in her family do force? Does she go based on his milus, or she has to keep what she has before? And the Gemara brings two drushes to teach me that a woman always gets the milus of the husband and not the chesroinus, only the advantages the husband has, but not any derogatory thing. The Gemara brings one drusha. It says v'hi be'ulas va. That's the pasuk that says when Avimelech took Sarah to a wife. So it says there v'hi be'ulas va. She is a be'ula to her husband, and it could have just said that she's a hishas ish. Why did it say v'hi be'ulas va? Be'aliyosa shabal v'lo be'iridosa shabal. She goes up with the husband. She doesn't go down with the husband. And then her blazer says ki hi aisa eim kol chai. That's what it says about chavo. What does it mean? In kol chai, l'chaim nitno v'lo l'tzar nitno. She has chaim and not tzar. You can't force her to suffer. Now the mefarshim are busy. How do you learn from these psukim, these drushes? Start with the first pasuk. The first pasuk speaks about Avimelech. How does it fit in the mahalach of the pasuk? Avimelech takes sorrow, so they tell Avimelech, you should know, he be'ulas baal. She goes up, she doesn't go down. What's the shaykhis? He cannot take a woman who's married. And what's the shaykhis by chavo ki etayim kol chai? How do you dodge from there? So the Maharshal says very gishmak very pashut. Says like this: when Avram comes to Avimelech, he has no money, so they consider him to be like a slave. And if he's like a slave, you would think that she's like a shifcha. She's like a maidservant. So therefore, Avimelech can take her because she is a servant. So then we darshan he bulas baal. She just goes up with her husband, not down. When Avram Avinu is a big milo, she goes up, she has the milos of Avram. But now that Avram Avinu went down and he's treated like a slave, she doesn't go down with him. She is considered to be in her big milo. Similarly, you find Mechava. Because the Adam Arishon was iskalel, the bitzah, he needs to do tzah, he needs to work hard. And even though till now things were easy for him, but now bezeh sepecha toich alechem. So you would think that Chava will also have that same zera, that she needs to work hard. She needs to do with things that are difficult because she goes down with her husband. The chiddush is that she doesn't go less than what she was before, and that's why he can't force her to do anything which is difficult, which is hard. She keeps her previous milah. Maybe one can add to this. There's another place in the Torah that says Bulas Baal, and that is refers to when a person is mizanya with Eishes Ish. It says the words ki motze ish shoychev im isho be'ulas baal umesu gam shneim. Why dare you use the word be'ulas baal? So maybe one could say, based on the idea in this Gemara, that be'ulas baal shows that a woman gets all the advantages of the husband. She goes up to his level. It shows that connection that the isha has to the baal. She is so connected to him, she's connected to all his milus. That's what she belongs to. She belongs to the milus of the husband, not the chesroinus. Ke'adua, when you have eishes ish, the tain is not only the aver itself, but is the fact that there is a mi'ilu on the husband. The fact that she's betraying her husband. So Afshar, you're coming here to emphasize that she's getting all the pluses of the husband. So the betrayal is so much deeper. And just to add over here, that the be'ulas baal has also very deep meaning. It's brought down the Sefer Mekubalim. That we know, as we mentioned many times in this Masechta, that Eish ve'ish is kerega kadosh baruch hu na'am Yisrael. Am Yisrael considered to be the Isha of Hashem. Be'ulas Baal, we are elevated to the Madrekas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. We're elevated to a much higher place. We don't stay where we are. We don't keep our chesroinus. When you have an Isha, she's chaberes l'baylo, you have an Am Yisrael connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oyloim Ovein, you're ready, we go up to that level. And this is really the depth that even though there's a discussion, as Chazal bring, between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, who should initiate the process? Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha v'Nashuvo, or Shuva Elai v'Shuva Aleichem? Who's the one who will start it? But once we start it, regardless who does it, once you have, then you have the cloud, Pitchu li petach kechud shemachat, v'ani yiftach lachem petach kepitchu she'ulam. You do your effort, then you get more from above. Because Oyloim Oyveinu, you read this, we get all the milus of the husband, get all the milus that Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us, even though it's way beyond where we belong. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.